This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website. If you go over to therealside.com/helpjoe, therealside.com/helpjoe, we are currently being sued by Katie Hill. Katie Hill was the embarrassed congresswoman who had to leave her seat, which is now occupied by Mike Garcia. Now, the irritant for me is that, you know, and I'm not just saying that, but you guys know me. I'm not guilty. Didn't do anything she said I did. But as you heard me talking to Sonia earlier, you have to defend yourself. You can't just look at the judge or look at the case and go, you know, I didn't do anything wrong, so the heck with them. Let them come get me. Because they will. By default, they'll come get you, and they'll take stuff away from you. And as I've said a million times before, I don't mind being up front and fighting. I don't mind being there taking the flak for you guys, for us, and the protection of free speech, because that's what this really boils down to. All right, and as I've been saying all along, I could cover the bill in total if everybody on that email list of mine give about two grand, that'd be nice, $2, we'd have it more than covered. So I don't like the bag. I don't like, I'm just, it's there. Check it out. TheRealSide.com/helpjoe. TheRealSide.com/helpjoe. All right. And I've been, you know what, I no longer have sympathy for my colleagues who are on YouTube, Facebook, and Vimeo. I don't get you guys. Most of the guys I deal with, most of you guys, you're pretty smart people. So I don't know what the issue is here. But it's amazing to me, totally amazing, is that you put all your eggs in one basket, and then you're totally surprised when something goes sideways. YouTube deletes the videos of Trump's CPAC speech, and it went and suspended a conservative broadcaster who posted them up there. Duh. Really? You're shocked? Surprised? Amazed at this? Come on, you're not real. You're joking with me, right? I don't know where to put it. You are. You're joking with me. Public conservative news outlet says that they were suspended from YouTube because it covered President Trump's speech. Now, the Right Side Broadcasting Network, my wife loves that network. She watches it all the time. She said their video has been viewed by over 4 million times before it was deleted by YouTube. And by the way, again, this is how some of us make money. The YouTube views, the numbers that we get on Facebook and other places were ways that we used to make money. They know it. Now, YouTube has not released a statement explaining why they suspended the video. The Right Side said that it has been suspended from YouTube for 2 weeks because of the Trump CPAC 2021 speech, and that violated their guidelines on election misinformation. This is what the company wrote on its Twitter page. The video was approaching 4 million views, They've also removed it from their platform. Now, YouTube suspended Mr. Trump on January 12th for violating its policies. We still don't know what that is. Now, they said at the time that the suspension would only last 7 days. Yeah, okay. The broadcasting company suggested the video would have been permissible had there been a counterpoint. In other words, they had to put up it's like a digital version of the Fairness Doctrine. Somebody would have done a video, or they would have done a piece at the very end that said, this is all phony information. That was it. It's worth noting that according to the YouTube terms, the video of Trump's CPAC speech would have been allowed to stay up if they provided countervailing viewpoints. Essentially, what the broadcaster would have done, they'd have to go on the air and say that everything Trump just said was fake. Everything. I love it. And this is, again, they are squelching your freedom of speech. Now, I do have a difference on this with some of my friends and colleagues. It is a private company. They can do whatever they want. All right? You can't go in there and decide that after you've approved this agreement that most of us didn't even read. You know, because what is it? Some of it's like 600 pages, some of these things. But it's a private company. You knew that going into it. I knew that going into it. The only one that threw me off was Vimeo. We were on Vimeo for three. We lost 3 years worth of videos on Vimeo. We were a paying client. We get paid by them. We paid for them to store our videos. We paid for them to carry the show. And we were getting over 250,000 views a week on Vimeo. So they decided in a matter of 2.5 days that we had totally violated all their rules. And they yanked the channel down in no time. So I'd had it. I'd been done with them. So now we deal with a service. As long as we pay our bill, they don't care. This isn't in writing. There's nothing in the writing. Short of us calling out for the death of someone or of a certain group or, you know, anything along those lines, physical violence against somebody, they leave us alone. And we're paying for that service, too. And they don't care. And we've been there now for 2 years, and they've lived up to their promise. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more of this crazy is coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said.
Come see your host, this is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I mean, seriously, I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, just texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, some of you saw me look at my phone. It's because I'm too stupid to know how to move something. But in the next story I'm going to tell you, it's amazing here in California how we can have people starving to death. We can have kids that are dying because they can't get back into school. And then what we have groups like the Association of California School Administrators. They have come out with they come out with a magazine every month and talk about what's good at education or what they perceive to be good as an education. And so a friend of mine sent me this, pardon me for a second here, but a friend of mine sent me this clip. He took a picture of what was in the paper. And it's basically a wanted ad, if you would, help wanted kind of thing. It says, leaders wanted. doctorate in educational leadership for social justice. This three-year doctorate degree program is designed to prepare courageous scholar practitioners. What does that mean? What is a scholar practitioner? Who will transform the world of schooling. Develop your leadership capacity to disrupt systemic injustice through comprehensive mentorship from accessible, experienced, and committed faculty. So, they are worried, very concerned. And so now they've created a doctorate for social justice. Hello? Anybody home? The country is a laughingstock across the planet. I think I just, again, looking for some information on this article and on where we rank, and it just depends on who's doing the ranking. It was really so disingenuous. But look, let's just take the one that's in the middle, okay? We are like 27, we rank 22nd on the planet for education, for math and science. All right? I mean, are we serious? And what we're worried about is social justice. Now, they're going to tell you, well, the reason for that is that we don't, the inner city schools, the black community is not educated enough, and that's what's pulling the numbers down, which is a line of crack. Look, the black community makes up 13% of the population in this country. If you're telling me if every one of them got an F, they still couldn't pull the numbers down enough. So it's a line, you know, this is again, you know, I tell this story from time to time where my youngest son was having some trouble at school. And we were told, believe it or not, we were told, and we weren't one of those parents who thought our kids were angels, believe me. But we were told by a counselor that we were just going to have to get used to the fact that he was a C student. Or might be a C student. I don't even know. I don't even remember. It was so long ago. So I took the books that they were giving him, and I took it to a librarian at a different school, and I said, what grade level is this? They were giving this kid fourth grade level books in the sixth grade. Yeah, you heard me. This is LAUSD, by the way. What a great job they did. So they set an expectation for him by basically calling him an idiot. He's an idiot. Yeah, and again, he's not the brain surgeon in the family. That's not what I'm talking about here. But they had an expectation of him because of the way he carried himself and the way he talked and his refusal to do any work. So he was just going to be a C student. They thought that was going to get past me and Tammy. Didn't work that way. We got him involved in the private learning center to help with his reading and his reading comprehension. Because remember, he's a product of the inner city LAUSD at the time. So after spending megabucks to get him where he needed to be, where he should have been, where the school should have already had him, we got him there. When his reading comprehension kicked in, when he actually was at grade level, interestingly enough, his behavioral issues went away. Not totally. He's got a bit of a character. But his behavioral issues pretty much became non-existent. And he picked up, his math picked up, because now he was able to read the question, understand the question in math, and answer the question. Now, why did it take two people that weren't educators to be able to figure this out? Because it's easier for them just to get you to buy in and leave them alone. That's why. But I brought it up because in the whole process, they kind of browbeat you into believing. I can't tell you how many times we heard from one of the counselors that they had 35 years experience. They knew what they were doing. We needed to trust them. And at every corner, we found out they didn't know what they were doing, and they weren't doing the best that was for the kid. We had to kick in. So I tell you, you have to kick in. Don't believe them. Don't trust them just because they're the principal, the teacher, the counselor. You know your child. If you're honest with yourself, you know your child. You know what your child is capable of doing. Back to this. Anyway. So now we're looking for leaders with social justice degrees. On top of that, we've got an ad in the same paper. This is the California Association of School Administrators. Now, we've been through this a million times. Now they're asking for gender-neutral administrators. Because apparently male and female administrators aren't good enough. You have to have one that doesn't and won't decide what they are. So they're looking for Latinx, we've been through this before, teachers and administrators. That is a gender-neutral term. They're doing it again. They're kicking science in the teeth, and they're doing it again. Now, one of the things they say, and I wish I could find this thing quickly, they talk about the person that's running the program, and they say that this one particular teacher is only one of four Latino teachers at a suburban Maryland school in which 50% of the student population is Hispanic. Okay, so why does that mean anything? Are you telling, now, I get it, being of Italian descent, or of Italian heritage, I get that somehow people, I don't understand it, but I get that somehow people feel a connection. When I meet other Italians from, or people of Italian descent from other areas, and we come together for an event or what have you, there seems to be, I'm telling you again, I don't get it, a connection. All of a sudden, they think we're instant buddies. And I'm sure it's that way in a lot of these areas. But when it comes to education, it should not be the same. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Debate continues on the Senate floor regarding a coronavirus stimulus bill. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the bill.
I will be a no vote on this. When you have a bill that only 9% is there for COVID relief, the rest is going to arts, humanities, transportation, bailouts for the big blue state.
The Biden administration is sending a White House official to border facilities that house illegal immigrant children, saying that they can open back up to pre-coronavirus levels. an HHS member citing extraordinary circumstances because of the influx of unaccompanied minors across the border. It's estimated there are nearly 8,000 unaccompanied illegal immigrant children in border facilities, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And the way you do that is you get your information. Learn what it is you're talking about or pushing back against. All right, let's get back at it, because I like, you know, this is a great story. I think it's a great story anyway. We've got, we're talking about, again, when it comes to the education system in this country, the Democrats are running it, and for the most part, they are. And you look at the big states like California and New York, they're all over the place. And the kids in the inner city are suffering like crazy because they're not getting the education they should get. So instead of working on reading, writing, arithmetic, math, science, and that kind of stuff, no. We're working to find social justice leaders. People who have a doctorate or are getting a doctorate in social... Who knew that there was such a doctorate out there? Let's forget about science, because they got a problem with science. Dems got a big problem with science. Right? Because they want to keep talking about gender-neutral stuff. There are no boys and girls, but science says otherwise. Anyway. Now... They're looking for more Latinx teachers and administrators. And the reason behind it, Latinx is not necessarily a LGBTQ term. It just simply means it's a gender-neutral term. And we know how the Spanish language is so gender-neutral now, isn't it? This one teacher in Maryland says that it's almost that it's a shame that she's only that there's only... four Latino teachers in the school. Even though 50% of the population is Hispanic, my question is, how many Latinos have, or Latinas, have applied for a job there, have the credentials, and have made it past the testing? How come we never get that information? See, at least if they said we had 25 white males and then 25 white Latinos. Well, whatever terminology they use, because Latino was considered Caucasian for the longest time. I want to know of how many of those applications, what do they use? Do they use a scoring test? Do they get an interview process? How do we come up with almost zero Hispanics? Did they not pass the internal test? Whatever. She goes on to say, I understand how the children come to school in search of their true identity, which seems to get lost in a process of cultural adaptation, and assimilation. But as a Latino teacher who teaches a subject other than Spanish, I face certain challenges. Why? This should be an adaptation and assimilation of some kind. Look, you can't. I don't care if you're Hispanic, Asian, German, whatever you are, you cannot sit in the class and answer the teacher's questions in German or Italian or Greek. You can't do it. There was an assimilation to the English language. There's an assumption, he says, that subjects that involve a deep understanding of math, technology, and science can't be a subject taught by Latinos or other minority instructors. Where is that assumption? People, I'm a trustee on a board of education. I go walk in these classes. Well, I did before all this COVID thing came down. I've been through these schools. I've met these teachers. There is a great mix of Latino, Black, Asian teaching these classes. See, they make these comments, and you think because they're educated people, they have a PhD in front of their name, that all of a sudden they're a genius. He goes on and says his sentiments are echoed in a new report about Latino teachers in the educator workforce. Our stories, our struggles, our strengths. This is what the story's titled. It's Reflections from Latino Teachers. It's published by the Education Trust after conducting focus groups across the country. I love focus groups. Not really, you can tell. They're going in a certain direction. They're poked and prodded to go in a certain direction. The conversations are pushed in a certain direction. So they get the outcome that they're looking for pretty darn close. Latinos are not a monolith. They do not share a single identity or experience, for that matter. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, being Hispanic or Latino refers to a person of Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, South or Central American, or even Spanish culture. Latinos differ vastly from race, country of origin, cultural traditions, immigration status, and more. Second-generation Black Dominican has a completely different life experience than a deferred action for child arrivals. You knew they were going to get that in there, right? Many Latinos who grew up in the U.S. may not even speak Spanish. Now, what I love is, contrary to another common misconception, I don't know anybody in my age bracket that I hang out with that figures because a kid's last name or a guy's last name, whatever, a person's last name is Gonzalez, they know Spanish. I have plenty of Hispanic friends. Can't speak a word of Spanish. Well, they say hola and si. It's kind of a joke, but they don't speak any Spanish. You know, I grew up in an Italian neighborhood. My grandmother spoke Italian. Terrible English, but spoke Italian. So I can understand it. I can't speak it. I'm terrible at it even when I try. So I don't, when they put these misconceptions in and they say things like people think, the polls show, the survey says, I've never been surveyed on this stuff ever, 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 ever. So it's interesting to me that they say this stuff, but where's the evidence? What did they do? How were the questions asked? But I guess all this to say, to tell you where they're coming from and to say, why aren't they focusing on math, science, and English instead of gender-neutral terms and things like that? Right? Anyway, six ways that principals can support teachers of color. Now, in this place, they're not talking about a Black teacher, any teacher of color. Keep diversity top of mind when hiring staff and recruiting a leadership team. And remember that diversity encompasses race, ethnicity, religion, gender, sexuality, and identity as well. Can I rewrite that? Do you guys mind? How about this? Keep ability. Keep passion for teaching the kids on the top of your mind when hiring staff. Would that sound better? You know, I'm not the educated guy. I don't have the piece of paper, so they'll tell me I'm an idiot. Right? By the way, in the chat room, they're talking about Dr. Seuss's books. They're already selling for hundreds and hundreds of dollars because people know they're not going to be able to get their hands on them anymore. Wonder if we have any. Create support cohorts of teachers of color, both within the school and even other schools when possible. These in-house support systems can ensure that no one or two people are shouldering the load. The load of what? Never mind. So I get that there's peer groups and there's issues among different colors and different ethnicities and what have you. I get it that people have different challenges. But to what end? To what degree do you do this? Develop mentorship and leadership opportunities for educators of color. Now, here's my complaint. If you're trying to reach all the kids, why don't we have support groups for all the teachers, for all areas and all situations? Ensure the teachers have instructional autonomy in their classroom so they feel supported when honoring culture in the curriculum and classroom. Okay, fine. I do it on the show. I talk about my Italian heritage because I know it. I'm familiar with it. It's easy to tie it together with some things. It's not a consistent thing. And on top of that, I don't need other people of Italian descent to make me feel supported. And as long as we're not talking about the 1619 history and curriculum, fine with it. So you can't interject your own stuff, your own truth, your own reality. That you can't do. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Don't go far. We're on the home stretch, so to speak. We'll be back in a few minutes to listen to the Real Side.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. and it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Yes, we are. Yes, I am. Yes, somebody is. A bad Bama Jamma. Whatever that means. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Like I said, being part of the conversation. Through the rapid round of stories that have come up this week that nobody's really talking about or dealing with or anything else. I don't know if you saw this. But I saw it in a video. I thought it was quite interesting, actually. There were some shirts that we saw from people who came up from Honduras. They had these T-shirts on as they got into Tijuana, Mexico. It says, Biden lied to them, or Biden lied to us, I should say. So American activists are operating in Mexico and passed out these shirts to the migrants. They were told, they told them to wear them, and then they headed towards the border. Now they're angry because they were lied to. But really, truly, at this point in time, who would ever expect any different? Now, when they were told to put those shirts on, you know, please, what is it? Please let us in, or whatever it is, on there. This was a way to get the president to shame the president in letting you in. And they'll lie to anybody for any reason to get what they're looking for. They thought this was going to look, you know, really bad, and it was going to be a way for the, and again, this, I'm starting to believe more and more and more that Obama has a big hand in this. He's getting to do all the things he wants to do before, but he's doing it through Joe. So Joe gets the heat. Speaking of Obama,
told you, we just got to rapid fire some of these stories. According to a recent book that came out, Obama said that he didn't believe that Pete Buttigieg, or Judge Buttigieg, could win the presidency because he was too short and too gay. I don't even know what that means. The book, Lucky, How Joe Biden Barely Won the Presidency by Hills Ami Parnes and NBC Jonathan Allen, described Obama's comments during an October 2019 meeting they had with elite black donors in New York City. Like, why is this such a shock? No joke, seriously. It's always amazing to me when they hear this stuff. Like, ooh, I can't believe you say that. Well, why not? He said it or did it once. He did some other stuff. Why wouldn't you believe that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, Texas Governor Abbott announced a bill prohibiting tech giants from censoring viewpoints. Right? That's really cool, don't you think? Texas Governor Abbott announced on Thursday that he will join Texas State Senator Byron Hughes on Friday to discuss the proposed bill prohibiting far-left social media companies from censoring viewpoints. Governor Abbott follows Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who announced legislation in February that would prevent Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Google, YouTube, and Amazon, and Apple from censoring content or selling user data. Now, they can prevent the selling of user data. That I get. I can't imagine, though. I don't know how they're going to block content or force them not to block content. They are privately owned companies. All right. Now, I've talked about this to other legal people. The bottom line is if they do this under discrimination, that they're discriminating between the right and the left, they're discriminating in a way that's very obvious, and it's not that hard to show. God, it's not that hard to show, you know what I mean? Then they should just do it. That's the way they should go after. We go after some of this stuff like crazy. And we just think if we hit it hard, we're right, and the court will side with us. No. A55-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. More out of control at the border, that is. Greyhound CEO calls out Biden for border atrocity. 10,000 apprehended in just 7 days in McAllen, Texas. Isn't that cool? We don't have a problem. Look, I said it before. Some of you just tuned in the show. You've got them coming up in hordes from South America. I mean, they're walking. They're taking up a whole lane as they're walking up the freeway or the highway or the back roads or wherever they're at. We've seen the pictures from helicopters. We've seen the pictures from planes. How are they getting through? Why aren't the armies around them for those countries that you're not allowed to go through to begin with? Somebody paying these people? Somebody paying the presidents of these companies to keep their mouths shut? I'm just asking. All right? I mean, I don't get it. I don't get how the blatant laws are being broken in these places, and nobody seems to care. So you know there's something else going on, because they're pretty tough people. All right, more lunacy. Let's see. De Blasio says that New York City is the safest big city in America. Apparently he hasn't read the reports from the local police department. No, really, think about it. New York City saw a 75% jump in shootings. Still the safest big city, though, apparently. I don't even know how these people, how they do this with a straight face. That's what I want to know. The 75% in shootings this February compared to last, despite a slowdown in reported murders and felony assaults, as the city and the state's top officials seem at odds over the Big Apple's crime rating. New York Police Department recorded 77 shootings in February compared to 44 last year. Meanwhile, February saw one less murder. Yeah, they're down to 21. 21 murders. A decrease in felonious murders by just under 8%. As of Tuesday, there were 160 shootings reported this year alone with 173 victims. Now, last year, it was 115 shootings and 131 victims. Now, these guys are going to their minds. Ten of the shooting victims so far this year have been between the ages of 10 and 17. Boy, what are they, fighting for first place next to Chicago? Right? The prevalence of gun violence in New York City remains a central focus. The NYPD had over 400 gun arrests in February. That's up 63% from last year. You know, are these guys deliberately... See, the question for the people in the chat room. Listen. Right? Are these guys deliberately dishonest? Are they covering their butts because they know it's a nightmare? I know people live in New York. I mean, some tell me it's like a ghost town. And even so, in some areas, you don't go anywhere near the place. Same thing in the city of Los Angeles. They can't keep up with their new new DA, Gascon. The guy that really, a lawless guy. I don't know how he got in there, number one. Well, I do, but see, he is the perfect example. What I love right now is the Democrats are feeling remorse for him being in there, just like they are with Joe Biden. Just like they are with Gavin Newsom. Just like they are with Cuomo. So instead of you guys always voting party line because you've been somehow snookered into believing the only good politician is a Democrat, you really need to check out the stats on that one. Remember that, you know, as we've seen during the day, or earlier today, we've got mothers coming against Gascon now because their daughters have been raped, their kids have been shot. And there's things that Gascon won't allow his DAs to... certain charges you won't allow them to press or come up with. The city is becoming a city of lawlessness. Even the police and the sheriff's department are very upset at the stance that this guy is taking. Despite the fact that statistics show a 26% decrease in overall crime in February, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo described the Big Apple as being a very precarious situation. Many residents are fleeing. It's teetering, to use a word. Crime is way up. Homelessness is way up. Many people have left New York City, he said during a news conference. We have to get New York City functioning again. The same thing with San Francisco. It's going down the same road. People are running out of San Francisco. Businesses are leaving, shutting down, going away. San Francisco supervisors are talking about a vacancy tax. You've got people leaving. They can't even come in here. So listen, I rent the place out. Here's my problem. I've got homeless people crapping in the walkway, and you won't stop them. And I can't throw them out. Yeah, that's why I said to you, there's a short circuit between the ears with these people. And they don't care. And then they want you to pay a tax on it. Is that great? It's important to set the foundation here, though. According to the writer, he says, though we've experienced some real challenges in 2020, particularly with gun violence, in fact, if you look at the overall numbers, crime is down. That's because there ain't as many people there. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to the real side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We want you back with us.